Blog Talk Radio.
And that was Lippa Schmitz. And my name is Dr. Yvette Kanarek, and I am your host and sponsor tonight. You are listening to Empowering Lives and Shaping Destinies. I would say good night to all of my listeners. I would also say good morning, because some of my listeners are across the planet and it might be morning where they are, and some of them it is late into the night. So I want to acknowledge your presence and thank you for taking the time to join with me tonight as we discuss weight and health management in our New Year's series. And the purpose for this is that for many persons, the beginning of the year is a time when they make all kinds of resolutions. And sometimes those resolutions do not pan out. The reason is you take 30 days to develop a habit, but you take a year to establish that habit so that it becomes firmly entrenched in your life. So tonight, our discussion will focus on genes, and we will answer the question whether genes are responsible for obesity or certain types of lifestyle diseases. Tonight, there will be new information that will be shared. A large amount of the information that I will be sharing tonight comes from two of my books, Aggression and Proximity Relationships Philosophy and Aggression in Proximity Relationships Theories. The information that I will be providing, it is well researched, and because sometimes the information is copious, I will be mindful to make the information as simple and as understandable as possible. So because those of you who are here tonight, some of you are logging in for the first time, and others are logging in because they have been coming in onto the show from time to time. So I promise again, like other nights, that tonight you will get good information. You will have a lot of valuable information coming to you. I am saying to you, as I say every night, that we are on the show together. Do not learn alone. Share your knowledge. So while we go to listen to another song, I am going to ask you to take the time to call your friends, your family, and your loved ones and say to them, some good information, life-changing information is being shared here tonight. The login, for those of you who will be logging in via your computers, it is https://www.blogtalkradio/TheNeoNation. And the spelling is B as in boy, L as in Larry, O as in Oregon, G as in green, T as in tango, A as in apple, L as in London, K as in Kentucky, R as in radish, A as in Adam, D as in Denver, I as in Iceland, O as in orange.com/T as in Tango, H as in Harry, E as in Early, N as in Nancy, E as in Early, O as in Oregon, N as in Nancy, A as in Adam, T as in Tango, I as in Iceland, O as in Orange, and N as in Nancy. And that is the login information that you will share with your friends. If they are calling in North America, US and Canada, the call-in number is 347-857-1311. Again, that number is 347-857-1311. You are listening to Empowering Lives and Shaping Destinies. So while you take the time to call your friends, we will listen to one of my favorite artists. Mr. Umar Adams.
נזכר בתקופה, בתקופה הכי יפה, כשהיית תמיד אומרת, אני אוהבת אותך. איך נוצר העולם, והכל נעלם, ואמרת לי, ממי זה נגמר. אני שאלתי מדוע, למה את משאירה אותי פגוע? חיכיתי וחיכיתי, ופתאום רק בכית לי. זה היה ממש קשה, וגם לא יפה, להיפרד ממני במצב שכזה. אני חולם, מדמיין אותך כל יממה, מתקרבת אליי ומסתכלת עליי, מזילה פתאום דימה, לא רוצה להתעורר ולחזור למציאות, כי שם זה פשוט סיוט, את גרמת לי סבל ובדידות. אני חולם, מדמיין אותך כל יממה, מתקרבת אליי ומסתכלת עליי, מזילה פתאום דימה, לא רוצה להתעורר ולחזור למציאות, כי שם זה פשוט סיוט, את גרמת לי סבל מחכה למכתב, מחכה וכלום לא מגיע, לא מוצא שום דבר שאותי הוא מרגיע. איך אותי את שכח, רק ליבי את חתך, וחמש שנים איתך זרקתי לפח. אני לא רגוע, פשוט הלך ושעת יום גרוע, ציפיתי וציפיתי, אך הכאב עוד מציק לי. תראי למה גרם את המצב רק אחמר, ועד היום הזה את לא שילמת. אני חולם, מדמיין אותך כל יממה, מתקרבת אליי ומסתכלת עליי, ומזילה פתאום דימה, לא רוצה להתעורר לחזור למציאות, כי שם זה פשוט ציוט, את גרמת לי סבל ובדידות. אני חולם, מדמיין אותך כל יממה, אליי מסתכלת עליי, ומזילה פתאום דימה, לא רוצה להתעורר ולחזור למציאות, כי שם זה פשוט ציוט, את גרמת לי סבל ובדידות. אני חולם, מדמיין אותך כל יממה, מתקרבת אליי ומסתכלת עליי, מזילה פתאום דמעה, לא רוצה להתעורר ולחזור למציאות, כי שם זה פשוט סיוט, את גרמת לי סבל
That was Mr. Umar Adams. Mr. Umar Adams is one of the most listened to Hebrew performer. Mr. Umar Adams, he's quite young. I think he is just around 30. And he lives in Chicago. He was born in North Carolina. And I really love his music. It is a nice blend of music. And for those of my listeners who are more recent, I would just say that I'm Jewish. I follow the Jewish religion, and I listen to a lot of Jewish music. I've been doing so for many, many years, definitely more than 25 years, and I'm sharing some of that with you. So we're going to go right into the discussion, and I will again do a recap on some of the things that we've discussed earlier on. When we started the series, I indicated that we integrate or we work in an integrated way with our environment. Our environment comprises something that is called the electromagnetic field. Electro, it means there is energy or there is life going through it. Magnetic means that there is something inside the atmosphere, inside our environment, that causes things to attract or be repelled. So sometimes we have people who are making positive affirmation because they want something. It might be a relationship, it might be a marriage, it might be a friend, it might be financial, it might be a new home. And when their thoughts, when they think, when we think, our thoughts leave us and go into the electromagnetic field, making it magnetized, pardon me. And what that means is that it either attracts what you're looking for or it repels, it pushes it away. So sometimes, even though you're making positive affirmations, you do not always see the result, the desired results. And some of the information that I share on this program is designed to assist you in being able to be more proactive in the electromagnetic field. So even though we are talking about weight and health management, there is a lot of information that is applicable to other aspects of your life. As a recap, I will go over what we discussed in the first week when we started this series, and we did talk about a 24-hour circadian rhythm cycle through which each individual go as they go through a 24-hour period each day. But before I go through the cycle, I want to add something else that is important for what we are discussing here. And for what we are discussing here, there is an element that is called the conscious electromagnetic information field. So I talked about the electromagnetic field, and I said there is electricity. Electricity or energy is another word for spirit. So if you think about energy, if you think about electricity, and if you're thinking about spirit, you are more or less thinking and speaking about one and the same. Very, very minor differences, but broadly, you're speaking about one and the same. We talk about magnetism. And what happens is that when your spirit go out into the electromagnetic field, whether it is thought, whether it is spoken word, whether it is a prayer, whether it is a two-way communication like your telephone, or one-way, although you think it's one-way, it is really two ways, as your television or your computer. That is a two-way communication device. And when you go out, you also send out magnetism. Your magnetism might be weak for a number of reasons. There are some key neurochemicals that your brain produces. And when your brain produces these neurochemicals, it makes you more efficient, or it allows you, you are empowered, or you have the ability to bring in or to magnetize the things that you are trying to bring into your life and into your space. So that is the element of magnetism. And if you think about neurological secretions, known as neurotransmitters and neurochemicals or neurohormones, then the blend of your neurotransmitters, your neurochemicals, and your neurohormones is what comprises what is called in religion your soul. And your soul is the element combined of the neurotransmitters, hormones, and neurochemicals that create magnetism, or your ability to pull things and pull things into your life. When we talk about field, because we said electromagnetic field, a field is something that surrounds a person or surrounds the environment. And surrounding is consistent. So, for example, if you are looking at what people call their aura, which is an emanation of their spirit on the outside, if that's what is happening, then your aura feels, because it represents that which surrounds you. Let's talk about a weather system. The weather system usually occurs within a field, a defined space, and outside of that weather system, this defined field or space does not exist. So there might be a hurricane in your state or in your country, but this hurricane does not show up in other countries because they are outside that field or outside that system. Now, there is another term, which is the conscious electromagnetic information field. And I have included two things in there, consciousness, and I have included information. Consciousness refers to information from your unconscious, your non-conscious, and from your conscious mind, your cognition, that go through the electromagnetic field. And we talked about what the electromagnetic field is about. And then information. Because sometimes, for example, when you think of someone, that person might call. What you are experiencing is you've gone into the electromagnetic information field, and you have been able to find the brain of the person you are thinking about, and that person comes back with a response. They might pick up the phone, and then you say, I was just thinking about you. What has happened is that your brain sends out energy or spirit information it goes through the conscious electromagnetic field, which is the field where human thoughts and feelings and emotions are traversing back and forth. It pinpoints the specific person's information or brain that you're trying to reach, and that person via loop comes back to you with a telephone call. Well, in essence, this is the way you work whenever you are attempting to attract anything into your space. So I will give you some time to think about this, and we will again go back to listen to some music while you remember to call your friends and to say to them that something good is happening here, letting them know that they want to tune in to be able to receive some of the good information.
Udam, udam, ki akriv mikem, mikem karban. Karban Lashem, Udom, Udom, ki akriv mikem, mikem karban, karban Lashem. Oy, 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 Yeah, Chris, we can. teure Augen. Ich fühl mich geruhig, Augen, lassen kommen. Chin chayeludem, schulam bayes, hadruche. Nusse, schedichem, irashumayim, haluche. Yeshivas, mesoire, gesinnt al mesoire, lassen karbe.
And that was Mr. Barry Faber and Corban. My name is Dr. Yvette Kinnerick, and you are listening to Empowering Lives and Shaping Destinies. And tonight we are continuing our New Year series, Weight and Health Management. And for those of you who are tuned in, again, we will say to you, do not learn alone. Please take a minute and call your friends and let them know that some good information is happening here. And for those of you who are calling in or who you are inviting people to call in, the number to call in is 347-857-1311. And for those of you who are logging on or you are inviting your friends to log in, then that login information is www.bsinbrenda.org/www.bsinbrendaellisonlarry.org/www.bsinbrenda.org/www.bsinbrendaellisonlarry.org/www.bsinbrenda.org/www.bsinbrendaellisonlarry.org/www.bsinbrendaellisonlarry.org/www.bsinbrendaellisonlarry.org/www.bsinbrendaellisonlarry.org/www.bsinbrendaellisonlarry.org/www.bsinbrendaellisonlarry.org/www.bsinbrenda.org/www.bsinbrenda.org/www.bsinbrenda.org/www.bsinbrenda.org/www.bsinbrenda.org/www.bsinbrenda.org/www.bsinbrenda.org/www.bsinbrenda.org/www.bsinbrenda.org/www.bsinbrenda.org/www.bsinbrenda.org/www.bsinbrenda.org/www.bsinbrenda.org/www.bsinbrenda.org/www.bsinbrenda.org/www.bsinbrenda.org/www.bsinbrenda.org/ we will share that which we are learning. So please take a minute and call your friends and your family and your loved ones and let them know that some good information is happening here tonight. Listening to Empowering Lives and Shaping Destinies. My name is Dr. Yvette Kinnerick, and I am your host and sponsor. Earlier on in the program, I talked about the electromagnetic information field and the conscious electromagnetic information field. An understanding of these systems, based on research and science in quantum physics and related disciplines, are very important for individuals who are providing therapy, who are integrating spirituality and religion into the therapeutic process. It is a requirement from the American Psychological Psychiatric Association that when people provide therapy, that they include in their therapy religion and spirituality if this is something that the client or the patient uses to process and analyze their world. So spirituality and religion is considered a diversity perspective, and in the US and in many countries, when a person is not provided with a clear path or a clear inclusion of their specific religion, their specific spirituality, into the therapeutic process, especially when the client or the patient indicates that this is something that they would prefer. It is a violation of their rights, and it is a case that could be brought with respect to discriminatory practices. So integrated religion and spirituality into the therapeutic process is a diversity perspective, and for institutions and individuals who are providing any kind of therapy or intervention, if they fail to include this when the client or the patient indicates that this is something that they would want, then it is in our best interest to do it, because it will keep us out of the hands of the law. Having said that, I want to say that I do training, sensitivity training, anti-discriminatory training, and integration and spirituality is among those trainings. And the people who are wanting to learn more, my number is 407-236-4501. Again, my name is Dr. Yvette Kinnarik, and I'm your host and sponsor. And tonight we are continuing our New Year's series, Weight and Health Management, in the New Year's series. And you're listening to Empowering Lives and Shaping Destinies. So I began by saying that we are fully integrated into the environment. And this is something that is facilitated, or we are able to integrate into the environment because our brains are made of the hardware. You know, when you look at the brain and you see all the wraparound, it looks like an intestine in the brain. Our brain is made in such a way, there are cells in the brain called neurons, and our brains are made in such a way that we integrate with the outside world. We do that with everything. When we use our eyes to see, our brain is creating the light and the images that we see. When we hear, there is electrical waves that comes in through the back of the brain, and it is populated through the auditory or the hearing system. So the only time we are not integrated into the environment is when we close our eyes and we die, or we pass away, or we transition, as some people would say. And even then, because energy does not die, we continue to engage in the atmosphere, in the electromagnetic field, in a different form and in a different way. So all living things, not just humans, interact and is integrated with the environment. So I'm going to spend some time going over some of the things I discussed in the very first night that I began the series. At that time, we called it the Christmas series. And what we've said is that the body has a rough 24 hours, sometimes more, sometimes a little less. And the individual functions on this system. This system is called the circadian rhythm. And I did give an indication of some of the things that happens inside our systems during the 24-hour period. So beginning at 12 noon, wherever you are on the planet, your body begins to do some things. Are we starting at noon? We will end at noon. At 14 hours and 30 minutes, or 2:30 p.m. Though that's our best coordination time. So if you are doing motor skills such as dancing or driving, that's the best time when you're coordinated. You are working with people who have mobility challenges. That's the best time if you're providing therapy for them. That's optimal when their coordination could best manage the therapy. And then at 15:30 or 3:30 p.m., an hour later, it is our fastest reaction time. And I did say at that time that it is not a good time for people to get into decision-making and discussions, especially if that person has challenges in the sense that they are emotional dysregulation occurs when a person does not have the ability to really control their emotions properly. And if people do have emotional dysregulation, this is not the time to engage in any kind of negotiations that involves higher order thinking skills, and that which uses a lot of the cognition. On the other hand, if you're training children so that they can think faster, so if you're doing mental exercises, this is a good time if you're training the mind. At 3 o'clock, which would have been like about half hour before this fastest reaction time, there is a dip in the person's sugar level. And I did say this is not the blood sugar level, but I'm talking about the available energy that is needed. So a person might be diabetic and they might have high blood sugar. The blood sugar is high, but it is not available within the system for immediate use. And what they might find is that at this time they need something to give them a pickup. They need a snack. If you are attempting to lose weight, you want to prepare for this time, and you can begin to train your body to have proteins at this time rather than go for the high carb, high sugar. And then at 5 p.m. or 17 hours, this is your greatest cardiovascular efficiency and muscle strength. So this is an ideal time for persons who want to go and work out in the gym, or if they just want to take a brisk walk as part of their exercise routine. Then at 19 hours or 7 p.m., this is your highest body temperature. So you can begin to cool off. And then by 21 hours or 9 p.m., melatonin secretion starts. Now, what I have not mentioned is that just before sundown, wherever you are, you have a trigger of neurochemicals that make you ready to eat. So eating readiness is higher that time. Then we recommend that people try to get into bed early. Last week I was saying that optimal 9 hours or more to rejuvenate and to stay healthy. The longer you stay in bed, the more you sleep, the more likely you are to lose weight. Reason being, if you are not sleeping enough, then you will find in the following day you are binge eating because you are trying to get food, coffee, soda, whatever it is you use to try to get you to stay awake and stay alert. So it is best to try and get into bed at least before 9 the night. But optimally, what you want to get is at least 9 hours sleep, and you do the best you could in order to be able to accomplish this. Then we find that at 2 a.m., that's when you go into your deepest sleep. So some people find themselves waking up at this time of the night, and a lot of people, they wake up to pray. Well, this is what is happening at this time. It appears that people enter what I call the tunnel of death, and that is my interpretation of it, because it is at this time that people are more likely to enter into a dreaming phase where they dream people who have passed away, or where they have a dream of themselves in an alternative space, alternative reality. So they may find themselves in a place, a house, a car, a street, and it looks familiar, but it is not what you know. Well, that's an indication of when you dream in an alternative reality. So you are dreaming, you're asking yourself, what is going on when you're dreaming? Well, when you dream, you might either have visual. So some people, they have visual and they think and see colors. Some people will have imagination and they may not see, but they're able to think what they are dreaming. Well, all information that comes into the brain requires some kind of light to come in. And last week, someone asked me about if they slept during the day with a dark mass over the eye. And I said to them that there is a small group of cells in the eyes that allows us to process light. And this small group of cells continue to access light even when we are asleep and our eyes are closed. So it is an indication when you begin to see images, because images require light, or when you begin to think in visuals, that too requires light. So it is an indication that something is happening from outside of you. And of course, we have research that shows different kinds of brain activities and brain waves going on even while you're sleeping. And so we know that the brain is operating. So you go into your deepest sleep. And then between that time and another hour or two, when you emerge out of that tunnel or the alternative reality, during that time you have the lowest body temperature, which is an indication that your system goes to a very, very slow rate. During those times, for you to be able to appreciate and to have the what you call dreams and vision. There is something of note, and that is most deaths occur between this time, between 2 and 4, 4:30. If people are dying, that's the time when they die. It is sometimes, most often known, like in the morning when people wake up and so on. But this is the time when people are most likely to die. At 6:45 a.m., you have a rise in your blood pressure because your body is preparing to come awake. By 7:30, melatonin secretion stops and you begin to secrete serotonin, which is the awake and happy and the alert chemical, and some dopamine and so on begins to be processed. Then you are most likely to have a bowel movement at around 8:30. So people who are suffering from constipation or have trouble, bowel troubles, it's a good time to train yourself to sit on the toilet and try to empty your bowels. Just some pointers. You do not slouch over, but you sit as straight as you could. You place your feet on the ground, and you give yourself time. You do not rushing, or if you are distracted by other things, then it becomes very difficult for you to actually have a bowel movement. So that's just some pointers. And then at about 9, you have your highest testosterone. That's when you go in on the job and you begin to work and you are alert and you are at your best for making the day go forward in a positive way. Around 9:30 or there, you have a rise in cortisol. And cortisol is a hormone that is a neurohormone that is responsible for allowing us to deal with the stresses and stresses of the day. And by 10 a.m., you have your highest alertness for the day. And then we go back around to noon. And that is what makes up your circadian rhythm. So we will be back shortly. And we're going to be listening to Mr. Friedman.
Rota a gota chiyuch nelam achal tireh rak tachor ki gam zeh yavod vehakol yitarer ki Hashem yazor. Kadosh Baruch Hu, et kulanu ohev. Tireh shemachar yigamer hakev. Ishmarcha bechol derachecha. Imalecha yitzav elach. Ishmarcha bechol derachecha. Imalecha yitzav elach. Ishmarcha bechol derachecha. Oh, dear, oh, dear.
בכל מקום, כל הזמן. יש לכולנו מגדול ועד קטן, ימים יפים וגם פחות, וביניהם תשובה לכל השאלות. יש אלוקים אחד גדול, ובעולם הזה נותן לנו הכל, בין אפלה לקרן אור. את הנתיב אנחנו רק צריכים לבחור, וזה ידוע, החיים זה מתנה, הכל צפוי והרשות נתונה.
Mr. Benny Friedman and the Maccabees. The last two songs in that medley was only with the voices, so the music behind the voices were the music that the singers were making with their voices, so there are no other kinds of equipment, musical instrument, except the voices that is in that last piece. So I am going to continue our discussion on, are you having a health challenge or a weight problem because it's in your genes? And some of this I might have said before, but I will take the time to go into more details, and I will go slowly so that people have an understanding of what is happening when they are told that they have something in their genes or their DNA. So, is it in our genes that we are sick, we are obese, or have trouble? Well, the theory of genes is a theory that was presented to us by evolutionists. And the theory of evolution is a very simple one. It says that we are born, or the human race, once it started off evolving, it started off evolving at a lower level, so apes and primates, and then as time goes on, we become more intelligent, we become better people, and this is called orthogenesis, where we are proceeding to become better and better. And then we will get to a stage where we will be the sons of God, and then we will be like God ourselves, God himself. So that is a background that I want us to have when we begin to talk about genes and genetic pathways. So the evolutionists made a second set of theories, and what they said is that there are some of the people on the planet who are the sons of God. And then there are people who are not the sons of God. And the sons of God are the privileged people on the planet. And Charles Darwin and the neo evolutionists, they were the ones who continued and built on the theory of evolution. And they said that the superior people on the planet are Europeans and the descendants of European people. They also said that the superior races will get to be better, and the inferior races would die. They would die because of a process that is called natural selection. Now, when we begin to listen to some of the things that are being said, we want to be careful and we want to be mindful so that some key information do not go by, past us. So when they say natural selection, what it means is that nature selects some people to destroy them. I'll repeat that. Natural selection means that nature will send things such as hurricanes, famines, earthquakes, tornadoes, etc., pandemics, epidemics, and plagues to destroy inferior people. That is natural selection. Now, over the years, I found in my studies a lot of sneakiness. And what I mean when I found that things were sneaky, I found that things were changed about. So on the one hand, at some point in time, this would be said. And then on the other hand, at another time, something else would be said. So I had to, when I was doing my research, I went into some deep, I delved very deeply to find some of this information, which of course was hidden from many of us for many years. So, if you are non-European or European descendants, you belong to inferior species. And natural selection is a process that selects you because you were predestinated for destruction. Now, this was passed on in the church, so you will hear people talking about the sons of God, and you will hear them talking about predestination and so on, without fully understanding where this kind of doctrine and where this kind of thought came from. So then evolutionists went on a little further to say, what makes the difference between Europeans and European descent and inferior people that they call barbarians, etc., etc.? What makes them different is their genes. So then they said that Pan, a Greek god, Pan, so you know Pan, pandemonium, pandemic, panic. Pan is the god over all gods. And Darwin says that sperm spewed his seed in some creatures, and in some creatures he put inferior seeds, and in others he put superior seeds. And the inferior seeds are the genes. So some people have inferior genes and other people have superior genes. So Darwin and the new evolutionist say, we must help nature. We must help nature because for the human gene pool to become the best that it ever be, we must destroy the inferior genes, which is largely placed in barbarians, non-Europeans, and people who came from different parts of the world. And this is what we must do. We must not help them. If they have a need, we must allow them to die quickly. Also, we could do things to make them have so much pressure that they die early. So we do two things. We do not help them or give them something that appears to be help. And then, or if we don't do that, then we must do positive things to help destroy these people. All I'm telling you here, I have in my books, and I can, at any time, I can pull up the citations and tell you where you can go and look to find that information. What I'm telling you here is not something that I am saying. What I'm saying to you are things that are written in the books. So you will get it in Darwin's work. Darwin has the means of survivability, and he has a number of things that he talks, the means of natural selection. So if you put in natural selection, his book will come up. And a lot of this, what I'm saying, you will see, and you will also see it in New Darwinist and the New Evolutionist. And then along the way, some information was hidden or taken out or twisted. And then we got all of academia embracing this and supporting it. Darwin said that the god Pan spewed his seeds. And Darwin called this Pan genes, which means the seed from Pan. Pan genes. Now, if Pan is a god, he's a metaphysical being. And if he is spewing his seeds, then Pan genes are metaphysical. They are not physical seeds. I'll repeat that. Pan is a god. He is metaphysical. He is intangible. Therefore, his seeds or sperms are metaphysical. Pan genes, which is the seed of Pan, are metaphysical. Around between 1902 and 1910, there were debates, and in 1910, it culminated that it was said, we will take out the word Pan, and we would leave the word genes. Didn't change the concept, but genes is a metaphysical presentment. If it is metaphysical, it is not tangible. It is not something that you can see, feel, touch, or handle in a sentient way. It is metaphysical. It has always been metaphysical, and genes is still metaphysical. So then, Let's talk a little bit more about what Darwin said and what we are doing when it comes to genes and genetics. So if we're seeing our health problems and our weight problems are genetic, because genes are metaphysical and intangible and exist in that realm, which we call the spirit realm. Metaphysical, intangible, means that genes belong to the spirit realm. And if people like, they can call me up, or they can even buy my books, and you will see that in those books, there is information based on current research as late as 2014 and later. There was another set of research in 2017 or thereabout. And what they said is that one of the report was a group of 85 scientists who were doing a symposium, and they all concluded that it is so many years, it's more than 100 years now, we've been looking for genes and we've never been able to find it. They also said we have been naming things and say that it's been caused by genes and we have never been able to substantiate it. Another document, another research indicated that even when they spoke with university graduates and people in college, they were of the opinion that genes were something tangible and something sentient that you can feel and touch and handle. If so many people are believing that genes are tangible, physical, something that you can touch and handle, and sentient, if so many people, it's either that all of us are dumb people, all of us are duped. So it's either we've been duped or we are too dumb to understand the difference. Choose where you want to put yourself. I know where I want to put myself. So there is nothing inside of us that could be defined as a gene. So then, what Darwin said is that some of us have our genes, our pan genes are gemmules from gems. So superior people, they have gemmules, they have something inside of them that are like gems, and that makes them superior. From 1910 to the present, efforts have been made over and over again to one, concretize the conception that genes exist in humans as a tangible physiological particles. And there has been a lot of what I would call sneakiness that happens with genes. So if you listen to the ad on, let's say, Ancestry.com, they will ask you what's in your DNA. You will hear people talking about DNA analysis. Why? Because about 50 years ago, a little more than 50 years ago, people said, we can't continue saying this because we'll be caught. So we need to switch from genes to DNA. So I know that there are some of us who have been hearing about genes 20 years ago, 30 years ago, but now you do not hear very much about genes, but you do hear about DNA. But guess what? DNA is a molecule, and a molecule is an abstract, intangible, insentient thing. You do not have anything inside of you called DNA. So the theorists went further and they said, here, listen, this is what makes humans different. Here, skin color, nails, eye color, and all of these things, hair, eye color, skin color, those things, your skin, your hair, your nails, they are high in proteins. It means that there is something inside of proteins that will tell us what kind of genes you have. So a laboratory test was developed. It was known either as the Celera Project or the Genome Project. In the Celera Project, they chose 5 persons. In the Genome Project, they chose 4 persons. From some of the literature, it is suggesting that the 5 persons and the 4 persons were almost all or very heavily weighted male Caucasians. And after spending billions of dollars, the scientists in these projects came and said, we have mapped the genome of the entire human race. And what we have found is that there is only 3.2% of DNA that we could analyze. So the rest we are going to call junk DNA. So there is 97% of something inside of you and is just junk. When I was writing the last set of books, I went through a lot of changes. There were some days when I was very angry. There were some times when I felt betrayed and lied to. And there were days because I was so annoyed or so angry or so hurt. I wasn't able to think straight. And I spent those days just either doing sketches or coloring to get myself to be grounded again, because what I was finding out was beyond treacherous. So I will spend a few minutes just discussing what is DNA and how DNA works, because there have been a lot of people who were sitting on death row, and some people have actually been, they've actually been executed based on this analysis. And there is a group of attorneys who do pro bono work for people who have been found guilty based on DNA evidence, who, after they revisited it with increased, with new technology and new interventions, these people were shown to be innocent. So then I'll just briefly discuss what is DNA. We want to listen to some music. And after we're back, I will open up the mics so that people can make their questions, have their questions and their comments. But before I do that, let me talk about what DNA is. DNA is an acid. So the A in DNA is acid. Molecule means it is something, it's an abstract something that we created. Like if we put a small zero and we say that means degrees, so many degrees Fahrenheit or Celsius, and that little thing you have there, which is just an abstract thing. DNA is an acid. So what the scientists thought is that in order for anything to ignite, it needs oxygen. So what we're going to do, we are going to create an acid and we will take out the oxygen from the acid. So it is deoxy, meaning the oxygen is taken out. Nucleic acid. So that acid formula, the oxygen is removed. That's how you have DNA. Deoxynucleic acid. Why are we using DNA or deoxynucleic acid? For those of you who have done experiments in labs when you were in high school or when you were in college, you know that your professor will give you an acid. One of the, you know, you hear people talk about acid test where they would be given a piece of litmus paper and they will pour an acid and you will see the change in color because scientists think in terms of either acidity or alkalinity. So in this case, they're using an acid. They will take your samples and they would look at the way that four proteins process and the order in which your protein process. So if A processes first, B, C, D, that's why they have the numbers, that is called your DNA sequence. It simply means that when we took the acid and we put it on your blood sample or your saliva sample, it processed this protein first, that protein first, this one second, and so on. And then your scientists went and got a map of the world, and they divided the world into Asian area, European, African, indigenous, etc., and they were divided. And then they said, based on some statistics where they run some numbers inside of the computer, they say, look, if you were born in Europe, then your protein will process in a specific sequence. If you were born in Africa, so when they tell you ancestors.com, and they begin to point out to you that your ancestors might have come from here, there, and everywhere. That is the method behind the madness. When we come back, we will reach out to those of us who are in the studio for their questions and their comments.
למה ככה זה קורה, כל פעם לא יוצא מזה יושב חושב מה לעשות ולא מוצא תשובות כולם מנסים להסביר את המצב אבל בפנים אני יודע שזה לא נחשב רוצה לעצור את הכל רוצה אבל לא יכול לא יודע איך הכל קרה מהר בלי התראה אז מה לעשות? מה לעשות? שואל את
כבר לא תשוב. התקופה היפה של השקט והשלווה חלפה לה, אך נותרה בי עוד תקווה. הכל היה יפה, רגוע ושונה, פתאום הכל כל כך מוזר, רק חושב על המחר, מקווה שיהיה לי טוב עמוק בפני, שאני לבד עם עצמי ולא רק עם חברים. אז מה לעשות, מה לעשות, שום דבר מרגש, מרגיש בתוכי תחושה של עצב שורף, מסתובב ברחוב לא מבין מה כולם רוצים, ושוב נשאר לבדי עם אותם הרגעים.
And that was Mr. Omar Adam, Amala Asot. And I am going to open the microphone for some of the people who are callers here tonight. So I am unmuting 956-999. Is there any question or comments that you would like to ask or share with the audience tonight?
Your Excellency, that was a perfect presentation. It's my first time, and I really enjoyed it. I wish if I can go back and hear the other ones you had first, so I can get more comments. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ms. Jackie. And that was a really, really good and very nice comment. I do appreciate you.
Thank you.
Yes. I will open the microphone for 929-586. 929-586. Yes, 929-586. I'm only just able to unmute your microphone.
Yes, Sister Eric. Good evening. I'm just sitting here listening. Appreciate you very much. And keep it coming.
Thank you. Thank you. I also have with me Dr. Ron Robinson, who comes on and he often assists me on the radio. After Ron, 518-866.
Yes, very interesting. DNA is extremely interesting, especially since they started using them in criminal investigations, criminal forensic investigation in terms of identifying people who were for years accused of a certain crime, and the way they identify whether the person was there or not, or the person performed the crime or not, or did the crime through their DNA. And I think in the last 20 years, we start seeing a tremendous usage of DNA to identify if either the person was innocent or the person had committed the crime over 30 years, sometimes 40 years, you know, crimes that have been unresolved. And then the DNA testing identified the person. So I find it very interesting how DNA has such a forensic and such a it is so identifiable to the characteristics of the individual person in many different levels. You know, as you said, that you can tell whether a person's going to be obese or the person's going to have diabetes. You know, there's it's testing has been used to to identify the human concept, the human structure as well. And so, but it was just so interesting to me that how they can identify, you know, over a period of years, a person had committed a crime based on DNA, you know. So I think that's very intense, how they use the usage of DNA over a period of maybe the last 20 years. You know,
from my research, Dr. Robinson, and people who are listening, and there are people listening on several continents. Some people use the teaching, the discussions, so that they could teach, they have classes or churches or people groups, and they use this as teaching point. And there is a lot of people who actually tune in. But when you look at the entire genetic theory, it is a spurious theory, it's furious. And when I use the word spurious, it is not as tight. It is not as tight and as objective as many of us are made to think. Now, there are people who will get into a major fight, what I would call intellectual bullying, where people are bullied as intellectuals and they are afraid to talk. They are afraid that they would be blacklisted. They are afraid that they will lose their jobs. They are afraid that they will not get funding support. And but there is a lot of bullying, because there is no way. If I came to you today and I said to you, I've been, you know, God himself came and he had sexual intercourse, because that's what they said has happened. And then so with a primate, not even a human, with a primate, there is a picture that they have, that they use. And God had sex with a primate. And when he went into that primate, he released seeds, his seeds. Some were good seeds and some were bad seeds. Some were superior seeds, some were inferior seeds. And the offspring produced inferior people and superior people. And the superior people came from Europe. You want to chase me out of town. You want to run me out of town. That is the basis of genetics. Why I'm able to go over the internet, go over the radio and say this, I did my research. I did my research. And I knock on wood, and I'm very thankful that I was the object of discrimination. Because as an object of discrimination, once I got into, I tried to enter the job market, I was blacklisted. I was blacklisted for many things. My gender, my nationality, my color. I'm a migrant. I had all of these things stacked against me. But not getting personal, that was ordained and planned. So that I am at this point in my life, I cannot be bought and I cannot be sold. So because of the difficulties that were placed in my way, I was forced to do this on my own. Most people who want to take the time to do research, they can't because they're holding down the 9-to-5. People say, I want to write a book. They can't get started because they are holding down a 9-to-5. Well, guess what? They didn't want me in their 9-to-5, and they definitely would not have funded my research. So guess what? I am a free agent, and I can say what I say because I did the time, I did the research. This is a very, very spurious premise. And everyone embraces Mr. Darwin because Mr. Darwin said that Pan, who is the God over all, pandemic and whatever, Pan, that's what the word Pan means. He was the overarching God. He had sex with a creature and he spewed his seed. We call those genes. One, Pan is metaphysical. So his seed is metaphysical. And if his seed are the genes, then genes are metaphysical. It is a spiritual concept. So how did you arrive from a spiritual concept to taking blood and saliva to determine what your gene is? And that is food for thought. I'm just going to have one other caller who is on the call, let's see. 806-886. I will unmute your microphone.
Yeah, I greatly appreciate
it. Yes.
Hi, how are you doing today? I greatly appreciate you for the opportunity.
Yes,
my
yes,
name is Will.
You.
I'm with For the Future. I go by the artist name of Two Ton. There is too heavy to hold. We work for the future through the youth, which is the future. The goal of the company is to bring fathers closer to sons and mothers closer to daughters through music, which seems to be a universal language that can speak to anyone's soul. I wanted to comment on what you were saying as far as everything that's going on in the world right now. I'm very sorry that you're facing that discrimination, but I understand all too well as well. Being afraid to speak up and let my intellect show because it gets me, you know, blacklisted, you know, ideas get stolen, et cetera. It is a very, very treacherous time right now for anyone that has intellect because they seem to outlaw it. They make fun of people with intellect, not realizing that those are future you know, geniuses, scientists. They could solve a lot of problems in the earth. We should be embracing their knowledge, you know. So I just wanted to tap in and say thank you for having me on the show. Again, I'm with For the Future. That's the number 4-TH-3-FUTUR-3. You can find that at YouTube, Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music. It is Positive Music Geared for the Future, as well as email me at forthefuture@gmail.com. My phone number is 806-886-8214. Again, we are a nonprofit organization dedicated to semi-educational car shows for the youth, which we get the local fire departments and police stations involved in a way to lessen the police violence and help people understand that they are more approachable. I greatly appreciate the time on your line today, ma'am.
Yes, and before we close, and I really, really appreciate what you said, I'm going to say something to you. I really am happy that I was discriminated against. It was the blessing that needed to come my way for me to do the things that I have done. And if I were to choose to do it again, I will do it the same way. I will ask God to do it the same way or better, because it allows me today to be a free agent. I cannot be bought and I cannot be sold, and therefore I can say the truth without fear or without favor. So I want to read an excerpt from one of my books, and it is on page 203 of the book called Great Proximity Relationships, the theories. Flaws in understanding DNA analysis, erroneous extrapolations, interpretations, and application of genes and DNA have resulted in many innocent persons being imprisoned. I also want to add that there is a bias towards so that black people, black men, are unfairly and they are heavily weighted within the police system. So if you were to go to any county, there are a higher amount of DNA evidence or DNA in from among black girls than any other male. And this is something that is, it is known. So, scientific research, researching in the Innocent Project, so that's the project, have been successful in reversing verdicts and freeing persons that were wrongfully imprisoned. In the light of the flaws, findings related to DNA assessment should be taken under advisement. Because of this, in England and Wales, the jury must be advised. So this must be said. Jury, once they are sitting on a case, and they say to them, members of the jury, if you accept scientific evidence called by the Crown, this indicates, so this would be evidence that the Crown is presenting. This indicates that there are probably only 4 or 5 white males in the United Kingdom from whom that semen stain could have come. So that is what evidence says. If you took the whole population of the UK, of England, then there are only 4 men from which the sample could have. If that is the position, it's decision you have to reach is on trial, one of those four or five men. And if you cannot say, and the same could be applied if you came to in the U.S., some states, they will say, listen, this could only belong to four or five men, a million of people that you have here, millions you have here. You have to be sure that this person is one of those four or five persons. That is how serious this is. The time is coming down upon us. We just have 6 minutes. Is there anyone who wants to make a comment or contribution at this time?
Absolutely. Is my line open?
Your line is open.
Yes, I did want to speak and comment on that. The fact that cases are being overturned is a blessing. We're moving in the right direction. I have personally dealt with a lot of persecution and just a lot of wrongdoings at the hands of my complexion. I lost my store. I ran a store for a while, and come to find out, the person I was blamed for a robbery, and it was actually my assistant manager when I checked the camera, and I still lost my job, and that person still works for the company. So, I mean, just to kind of go on, you know, what I've dealt with. But as you said earlier, I wouldn't have it any other way because I wouldn't be here today. That motivated me to be more successful in my own ventures and not rely on someone else to get where I want to be in life. So it's definitely, if I could change anything, I probably wouldn't, based off of the drive and motivation that gave me. Also, I do want to shout out Pastor Don Jr., CEO, and the winning team, 365 Days of Radio, for blessing me with this opportunity, as well as yourself, man. Thank you.
Hey, man, I just want to jump in here real quick. I thank all you callers, people who have been calling in, sharing the show. We can't make it without helping each other. So, hey, I'm really about the team. So I'm here.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am.
Is there anyone else? Is there anyone else who would like to make a comment? Well, the time is upon us, and I am going to end tonight's session with the Olenu. It is an evening prayer that is said at the end of the day, and I play this regularly. I think it is quite fitting for ending this discussion tonight. It is very soothing, and it helps to center and ground us and put us back in a place of peace in the midst of a very, very troublesome and troubling world. I want to thank all my listeners, those of you who are in the studio, those the call-in, the people on the internet. I know there are people in South Africa, in Kenya, in Nigeria, Uganda, and places in Africa, places in South America who are listening in. I want to thank you for your time. I do appreciate you. I do not take your time for granted. We will be back here again next week, same time and same place, as we continue our learning. Good night, all. Good night.
Hi, good evening.
Yes, good evening.
How are you this evening?
Very well, thank you.
This is Mr. Bias here.
Tobias, it is always a pleasure to talk with you, Mr.
Same
Tobias.
Here, my dear. Same here.
Yes. So, Mr.
Sorry
Bias.
Sorry for my tardiness.
That's okay, Mr. Bias. You are just in time because for some reason, yes, the system is running a bit slow. So you're just in time to say good night.
Oh, okay. Good night.
Good night.
Hello, yeah.